as you recall, we stated categorically that we expect and have requested that the six judges, unelected six judges, or should we say 10 judges and the 60% of them being the six that are in effect conflicted in this matter, which we requested their recusal of this matter, which they didn't do. Now, naturally, you would expect that their judgment would be such that it protects their 15-month sentence that they handed down against President Zuma in the first place. Otherwise, them coming out with a different kind of judgment than what they did today would have gone against the mistake that they did.
Are you saying there's a conspiracy here?
I'm saying that this is a constitutional crisis. This is a constitutional crisis, and it further confirms why we need to change this constitution. I mean, how is it possible that 10 human beings that are unelected by members of civil society, unelected by members of civil society, get to make a decision for the electoral process of this country?
But isn't it the legal process for which every South African is subjected to? So if a judgment has come and you are calling it a constitutional crisis, then where does that leave the judiciary of South Africa?
That's the whole point that I'm making. That even the judiciary of the South African judiciary system is flawed. Here are judges that are making a decision and presiding over a matter they should be recusing themselves from. They handed down a 15-month sentence. Agreeing with the electoral court judgment for them would have been going against what their mistake that they made. So the President Zuma never went to court. It's the IEC that took us to court, the electoral court. And they never liked the outcome of the electoral court. Took it further to the constitutional court.
So with this decision handed down by the constitutional court, what's the next line of action for the MK Mkhonto we Sizwe party?
Well, it basically doesn't change the fact that President Zuma is on the ballot. His face will be on the ballot. So that doesn't change. The second point it doesn't change is that it doesn't change President Zuma being a president of the party. Thirdly, it just further reinforces the need for citizens of this country to take control of this judicial system and ensure that it serves them by voting in their majority, a two-third majority, to ensure we change the constitution so we can get President Zuma as president of the country. That's it. And that's what's going to happen. We're not perturbed by this outcome. We knew that these judges will not go against themselves. How could they do so?
So the MK party is using this as a political campaign weapon for the upcoming May 29 election?
We are using it to demonstrate to South Africans the lack of parity and that this Lady Justice has got eyes to further advance our agenda of getting a two-third majority.
But isn't this on-again, off-again legal tussle going to affect the prospect of the Mkhonto we Sizwe party?
No, it can't affect our electoral prospects. It just further justifies and confirms what we stand for or what we've been raising. All the issues that we've highlighted are at play here.